Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Wednesday, everyone. Welcome in. Boy, do we have some stuff today right out of the box. And I hope you have a chance to listen to the whole show today because we're on a manhunt. We're on a manhunt for a guy out in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, an all-points bulletin. He is the Lycoming County Coroner. And I'm proud of this. We dug this out. You won't hear this. You won't see it in the Philadelphia Inquirer today. You won't hear it on the local news. They're too busy with the stuff that we've chronicled that the media's up to during all this. Why the coroner out in Lycoming County? His name is Charles Kissling Jr. He's also the president of the Pennsylvania State Coroners Association. So it's not one guy. Here's the headline in these small local papers. It's in some, like the Williamsport. I'm really tracking what's going on in Harrisburg now because it's the center of the action. We could talk all day about Georgia. Is it smart? We're going to be watching to see what they do, opening up bowling alleys in South Carolina, this, that, and the other. But you and I, and we'll get to Jersey here in a moment, live in this area, Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania. What happens with this governor and the person running our lives, that health department head, Rachel Levine, who we talked about yesterday? Yes, she's a doctor and all those things, but she's not scientifically someone who's right on point, infectious diseases or anything like that, that every Democrat that I have on says she calls the shots. That's it. I don't move until whatever she dictates when we go back. Well, the coroner out there in Lycoming County, Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Little Wig World Series, as I said, the president statewide, headline, he accuses the Pennsylvania Department of Health of Monday morning quarterbacking coronavirus deaths. He said, when asked if he had any information on the two COVID-19 in his county, as reported by the health department in Harrisburg, Kissling said he was shocked upon learning there were two deaths because none has been reported to him. He checked with the hospitals in the county. Previously, we asked nursing homes to notify him of any deaths. He plans to ask the state for information because he said, as far as he is concerned, Lycoming County has had no deaths. He says he believes if a county resident died elsewhere that someone would have notified his office. In a Facebook message, Kissling said in his capacity as coroner, there are zero official deaths in the county. He urged residents going forward to refer to his Facebook page for official information. Sullivan County Coroner Wendy Hastings is also puzzled why the state attributes one death in that county to the virus. She doesn't know of anyone testing positive in the county, let alone dying. She texts with the two medical clinics and funeral directors. The law requires deaths from infectious diseases to be reported to coroners. The health department is not doing that. All right, here's the quote. I think we're falsely inflating the numbers. Did you hear what I said from these county coroners? I think we're falsely inflating the numbers. During a Tuesday press conference, that state data now includes probable cause deaths, which helps provide a more complete picture, they say, in the state. If an individual tested positive for the coronavirus recovers but later dies, being listed as a COVID-19 death. Then he took up another issue, this coroner did, where he talked about the idea that suddenly they're making them do stuff electronically. The paper system is better because the coroner is more involved. It's more official. He goes through a long thing about that.
Hey, Dom, I don't want to interrupt you, but I did get confirmation. The coroner will be joining us today at 10:30.
10:30, Dan. Perfect. I know you were bird-dogging at that. That's where you were here at the top of the show. So 10:30 this morning, we will talk to the coroner. I just read you the quotes, okay? And again, you're not going to see this. Don't be searching for it locally or whatever. Now, I'm not saying they're intentionally hiding it. They just don't want to dig out something like this because, you know, this is not their mindset. My mindset is to go where the story goes. And for me right now, it's in these papers across the state, including Harrisburg and the like. Now, I'm not saying that Rachel Levine, the health director, is just blowing up huge numbers, that this isn't very serious and all the rest of it. You know what I'm getting at here. What I'm getting at is I'm sick and tired. We had it again yesterday with Sharif Street. Of these people telling me she is the arbiter of our lives. I mean, they've outright said it. Science. She's walking science. Again, she's a doctor. I'm not. I get that. But the areas of her expertise are not directly on point of this whole thing. And these charges today by the coroner, who Dan just got, you'll hear at 10:30 this morning, I think are important. Because if this is going on, if they feel they're being left out of the process. Now, here's a theory I have with this, okay? I think deep down, if they can, you know, there's bias in everything or there's a point of view in everything. You could say, well, what difference does it make if it's a few more deaths here and there? Come on, you know what the difference is. From their point of view, they want to show this is hitting every corner of Pennsylvania, meaning all these outlying places also. Deep down, they want to have the tote board up there that in Sullivan County, I don't even know where Sullivan County is. I know Williamsport for a lot of reasons. They want to show it's there, too. Stop saying it's only Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, etc. It's widespread. That's why we can't reopen. In other words, their whole mechanism, don't ask me why, because we got a ton of stuff on this again today. Their whole point of view and being is toward delaying reopening, all under the guise of science. Well, this guy's the coroner. He's the head of the coroner statewide, and he feels we're inflating these numbers. He must be proud. There's a zero count in Lycoming County. He doesn't want one to be on the board there, a death. Why should he be? Well, you know, if there's any way that they can classify it as this, apparently that's what they're doing. Now, where the heck is the rest of the media on this? We're tracking this, two of us, digging into these small town papers. Dan's chasing this guy down. And, oh, yeah, let's put another gauzy story up there of heroes on the front lines. Okay, things of that nature. How many of them can you do before you seriously turn to policy? Now, that brings me to Jersey. So Pennsylvania, here's my mindset. I feel we got your back in Jersey. We're trying. The poll out today, this Monmouth County poll, though, is very distressing with Wrong Way Murphy. How much approval people are giving to his leadership. I'll give you some of the numbers here in a moment. But first, here's Wrong Way Murphy, governor of New Jersey. He's on with Chris Hayes. You know, that's the guy that's the poster board for the ineffectual left on MSNBC. And Murphy's new angle, they come up with a new angle of attack every day not to reopen, is that if New Jersey reopened anytime in the near future, right, no one would show up. Yes, no one's going to show up. Now, these people, what, Dan, it's not just political with them. They have a tick here. There's something in their mind that just wants this to be the status quo. Now, part of it is, as long as this is going on, Murphy realizes he's a big wheel. He's getting that. He's on. He wouldn't be on show. He's going to talk to this guy regularly, right? So you might want to try the lieutenant governor again. Remember, they dropped out when Murphy dropped the ball last week. Here's Murphy making the new argument that if New Jersey opens up, then No one is going to report to work, apparently, or going to go into those stores.
If you were to say tomorrow in New Jersey, you can open your nail salons, you can open your restaurants, you can open your movie theaters, I mean, would that work at all? Would there be any customers? Would there be any commerce whatsoever?
Chris, good to be with you. I'm honored also to be with Governor Whitmer. I'm a big fan of hers. Oh. And by the way, before I answer, sign me up for the Importance of Living team. Oh. So with all due respect to the Lieutenant Governor of Texas. My God. Nobody would show up. People are a lot smarter than some of these folks are giving them credit for. They want to have, not only do we want to preach stay at home, social distancing, do your part. And by the way, New Jersey's done, the folks in this state have done a great job with that, but we're not out of the woods yet. Not only do we need to give them the confidence that we've got a testing regime in place, contact tracing, we've got a plan to isolate any rebirth of this, in addition to cracking the back of the curve, but they want confidence themselves. No one's going to show up, and who can blame them? They want to make sure that we're on the backside of this curve, which we're not there yet in our state at least, and we've got a system in place that gives them the confidence that they and their families can come out and participate in the economy and the society again. And we're not there yet, at least here.
You know what, Dan? I hate to go back to the self-pumping gas. I hate to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to say, this is the attitude. Well, no one would show up. Okay, if you don't want to go, you don't want to go. What about other people that do? What about the business people that want to open up? How much of this stuff can they get away with? And a shout out to Whitmer attacking the lieutenant governor out of context of Texas, who said there are more important things than living. You know what? I see that in its own way as patriotic. Now, if you take it out of context, he's a nut. But they're not. Monmouth poll out today, though. Murphy has jumped in some numbers, approval rating of Wrong Way Murphy, 40 points in New Jersey. Even Republicans, now these are Jersey Republicans, he's up to a 71-point approval rating in New Jersey. Wrong Way Murphy. I'm looking at this from the Monmouth poll. New Jersey residents are not only giving him high approval, they're taking more notice of what he did. They think differently about now in the first 2 years. My God, it's how sick it must be to be in New Jersey. It really is. 71% of adults approve of Murphy's overall job performance, 21% disapprove, and 8% have no opinion. Yo, those of you with no opinion, just shut up. You shouldn't be counted in this. They have to remove no opinion out of these surveys. Murphy's numbers in September were 41% approval. Okay? Let's see. His approval rating increased 21 percentage points among Democrats, 41% among independents, and 29% among Republicans, from 16% to 45%. Well, those are Jersey Republicans. You talk about rhinos. Booker has gone up. Menendez has gone from a approval rating of 36% to an approval rating of 45%. Meanwhile, the state legislature got a positive rating for the first time in 6 years, 54%. Dan, does this tell us that people have been just killed by the media and they just can't see past this? They just think that, you know, this is the only thing that's keeping everything bad at bay. That's the only thing that I could think of that's going on here. Trump went up slightly in this. Here's the thing on the lockdown orders, too. Individual orders. Nearly 9 in 10 residents approve of requiring people to keep, 97% approve of requiring people to keep a distance of 6 feet. 95% requiring a face covering in public. 88% for banning all gatherings. 94% for limiting restaurants to take out and delivery. 94% for gyms closed. 89% for closing libraries. Let's see. And 74% for stopping non-essential construction projects. So what is it with these people? They don't realize construction people can keep a safe distance of 6 feet. Non-essential.
Well, and look at the last one of that paragraph.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
70% for, I'm getting to it, Dan, closing state and county parks. 64% for publicly naming people who violate the orders. Now, look, on a case-by-case basis, if you go out there and you hold a big, stupid party with 100 people, I would be okay with that one, Dan. But we're talking about just random, some kind of minor violation, public shaming people in New Jersey. You know what, New Jersey progressives? You are showing yourself, for the little dictators that you are, that every one of these things has that kind of high approval. Dan, you former Jersey resident, what's your thought on it?
Well, I'm completely against that. Well, yeah. I'm with you. For the big gathering, sure. If there's a huge party in a park, then yeah, I get that. But just tattling on small things, I'm not for. And Dom, in the story, I also want to point out there's a partisan divide on the shaming violators. I don't know if you saw that. But 75% of Democrats, 59% of independents approve. And believe it or not, 60% of Republicans approve of this.
That's the thing. That's, God, 60% of Republicans. Now, these are Jersey Republicans. Why not give it up and stop pretending you're a Republican? You don't believe in limited government, anything else. Stop calling yourself a Republican. You just can't continue to do it. You're a Jersey Republican. Dan, next time we do oxymorons. New Jersey Republican, right there. Oxymoron. Hey, let me settle something here. The Dom Giordano program. Those people calling and bothering Joe saying they only surveyed this number of people in New Jersey. Look, it's the same number they surveyed before when Governor Murphy was down that low. Okay? So I'm not some yo-yo that's always going to say, my gut feeling is, it's even worse, is that in New Jersey, there are, it's such a progressive, ignorant, authoritarian place that they like this. You got to accept reality. If you're going to beat this reality, you can't say, oh, people there really are not supportive of that. Now, this is pretty widespread, and I think it's the case. Now, hopeful sign in New York City, where de Blasio set up a snitch line. Oh, man, I can't even say some of the things people were sending him. Let's just say it was a mail apparatus, et cetera, pictures of that, among other things, on his snitch line. So that's not going so well. But you got to face it, in New Jersey, this is tough fighting. You have people here that apparently, and I'm not sure the Monmouth poll, I got to look at the date. Was this done after he made the comments about, Dan, do you see it here? Was this done after he made those comments about that's above his pay grade, thinking of the Bill of Rights? You know, it might have been. I don't think they care about that either. And I know a lot of people in Jersey fighting the good fight, but boy, you see what they're up against here. This is the reality. So let's say 79% or 71% don't make him have that job approval, okay? Let's say it's 69% or 67%. It's ridiculous. He's a stone-cold, incompetent, goofy governor. He has been from the very beginning. But the media is the culprit here, too, driving this thing out. And we played you the clip now. Now the new angle you're going to hear, and you'll hear Wolf and some of these others say it, too. Mika Brzezinski said it today. Must be on their talking point sheet, which is, hey, nobody's going to go out there and have commerce anyhow. So why not just stay closed? Wow. It's unbelievable how restrictive, how comfortable they are with this. You know, there is with the national media, too. They really, Dan, suffer from employment privilege. You know how we hear all the time about privilege and white privilege, and the Cuomos and the others say this? No, no, no. They're the privileged people. They are employed at millions of dollars, employment privilege. So they don't know what it's like for people listening right now that are worried about all this, particularly small business people. And the media, particularly in a place like New Jersey, drives this home. Look at Murphy. Look at the action here. Look at what he's up to. And that was his answer last night. People would not come out anyhow. Okay, side question of the day, I think, is a really good one. A lot of numbers are being thrown around, a lot of stuff being thrown around as usual, factoids and the rest. What is the all-time famous number? Give me a number and just your reason why that number. There's so many to choose from. Dan, I was thinking about you, so I chose 420. 420.
Oh, you took mine.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't think.
Oh, come on, Dom.
Yeah, 420. Of course, the famous statute in California about marijuana that has resulted in April 20th, just 2 days ago, being celebrated in that manner. That's a famous number. So it could be just a number. It could be a number attached to something else. Do you have another one, Dan?
I'm going to take 1095 off the board.
Oh, 1095. Very good. Yes. All right. That's an excellent choice. Let's see. I would just say, can I say it's a number kind of...
Hey, don't take it off the board.
Well, I don't think anybody will say 12741, Pearl Harbor.
No, oh, I don't think they would.
They might say another one, though, of more recent vintage. So you hit us with that number. Think creatively. There's some lurking out there that are pretty incredible if your mind goes to it right away. I have a couple math ones that I saw that people, I have a whole array. We'd love to hear yours at the end of your call. All right, let's go to Bill to start off with. And Bill apparently is one of those Jersey Republicans. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm one of the, I guess, rare Jersey Republicans that wouldn't answer the poll that approve of Murphy at any point in time during this administration.
Okay.
I've never been polled. That's one of the things that I find. I'm in my mid-50s, and I have never, ever been polled for any national or local.
Well, I would tell you that that happens. It's random. I don't remember being polled, too. So are you telling me you don't buy this, that the people in New Jersey are accepting it? Because I do. I don't see much pushback at all. Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people in New Jersey accept it because there's so many Democrats in this state that
right.
will go along with whatever the government wants them to do.
Well, but how come the Republican approval number though is up from what was disastrous for him, where now you have like 59% of Republicans. It was 16%. Now it's at 45% approval among Republicans.
I can't explain that. If they polled me, I definitely would not vote that way. But you know, it's one of those things that seems inexplicable. I can't imagine any of my Republican friends would approve of Murphy's job so far that he's done.
I think in Jersey, you might travel in conservative circles, but there's a lot that would. It's showing deep down they think that restriction equals competency of some sort. That's my takeaway.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because we're not seeing a massive revolt. We're not seeing a massive revolt in New Jersey. And Bill, the numbers here, particularly the number, it's fine to shame people for minor violations. That tells us what progressives are really all about. They are authoritarians deep down. They're comfortable with that because they're scientists. They're all scientists.
Right. Well, that's outrageous. I mean, the fact that anybody would even consider doing that is just utterly ridiculous. And to one of your earlier points about the coroner,
yes.
I mean, if you look at what they're assigning COVID-19 deaths, it seems like if you have it, you die of it. Instead
right.
of you could
right.
die with COVID-19.
Right.
If you have a heart attack with COVID-19, did you die of COVID-19 or
right.
a heart attack?
Well, here's we suspected yeah. that, but here's the difference. Here's the first time, and I'm telling you, this will not get a lot of media play in Philadelphia. They're incompetent. This is the first time I've seen an official actually inside that. He's the head of the entire coroner statewide come out and say they're inflating the numbers. That should be covered. That ought to be front page news here because it gets at the policy debate over this.
Yeah, you'd like to see it covered by, you know, a broader range of media, but it's not going to happen probably.
Yep. Do you have a number? Favorite number or important number or famous number?
Pi.
Pi. Okay,
oh, that's
yes.
a great one.
Well,
wow.
Damn. I'm glad I didn't take it off the board, Dan. I carried it out to like four places here, too. 3.1416, isn't it? Yes, I was going to go with pi in the beginning, but I thought 420 was cooler.
What a great one to lead off with, though.
Pi is definitely in the running. There are a couple of others out there. So I asked Ro, and she said 13. Unlucky. She went with the unlucky one.
That's a good one, too.
That's a good one, yes. But there are hundreds of them. We'd love to hear yours at the end of your call. So 855, if I'm touchy on this, Dan, I believe the polling, not down to the percentage point, but when you don't like a poll, you can't be calling and saying, I don't need 704 people here. They don't interview 10,000, 20,000 people or every person in New Jersey. You got to face it. Murphy is riding high in it at this point. Pennsylvania, though, I think is more doable to have more of a backlash against this stuff. At least that's the way that I see it. I haven't seen polling out there on Wolf and all that yet. We'll see. But there's a crack in the armor here of the scientist, Rachel Levine. And that's important. The first time you're going to hear him at 10:30 this morning, I don't care what you're doing, you got to be there for that. He says we're inflating the numbers. Now, that does not mean crazy stuff like, oh, God, you know, they're doing it. There's like only 10 people that died in Pennsylvania rather than the hundreds, whatever the number is right now. No, what I'm saying, though, is this cuts right to the bias against reopening. And it stops every one of these pipsqueak Democrats we bring on that try to back me down. You're not a scientist. She is. She determines everything here in Pennsylvania. Do you think this will be a question today, Dan, at the governor and Rachel Levine's news conference? You know, that disembodied voice that has these written questions?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say no.
I wonder how we get into that. We're press, too. We're media. I have a media credential. It says I have a journalist credential. If we could figure out how to get into that, I'd like to submit a question.
Dr. Rachel Levine, do you think you can throw a football 40 yards?
Yeah, would you like to challenge Tom on that? Scientific. 855-839-1210.
Governor Wolf, do you like Olive Garden?
Yeah, there you go. Excellent questions. Yes. Well, you know, then you don't even answer that. They go off on some other thing that they do. It is amazing how captive the media is rather than saying this is wrong. They ought to be able to ask Murphy a direct question and Wolf a direct question. I don't see anybody screaming about that rather than submitting to this. If they all did it together, they don't want to cover Trump's news conferences, disinformation. This is no information. Because no questions are asked about what people are really concerned about, which is when do we get to reopen and go back? What are the particulars on that? Instead, it's sadly a body count followed by gauzy stuff of heroes on the front lines. And that's all that you get. What's that number again, Dan?
855-839-1210.
Yeah, somebody emailed me that song number. Yeah, we ought to have a song, a 1210 song, 855-839-1210. Somebody just emailed me that a couple minutes ago. Out question of the day at the end of your call, hit me with that number. Famous number, significant number, fun number. What's the number? On Twitter, we won't give them yet. Some great ones. All right, got a couple things going on, though, right out of the box. You got Wrong Way Murphy and the people of New Jersey so far. Now, you know, you could say, well, aren't they aware of the economic devastation of this? You got to realize it's a state that's cushioned by this, a welfare state, enough people that are of means that maybe are getting by on this. They love the idea of government. And as I said, he sees this poll, Dan, and I know exactly what he's thinking, and he's getting national media. He won't go on Fox again. He went on with the little boy, Chris Hayes, last night, telling us, hey, if we opened up, people are not going to go now. Hey, I would like to ask that question. If they open up for Memorial Day, the Jersey Shore and all, because people are getting very nervous there, the mayor of the Middle Township there said, we need to have a summer. If we, Dan, you've been at the shore more than I. I mean, I just vacationer, but I know it. They said if they don't have a summer, let's say most of the summer is wiped out by this, they're wiped out. I mean, they won't recover for that for years. That's how dependent they are on a summer, even if it's a mediocre summer, right? There's no way that they just go on business as usual at the Jersey Shore. Yeah, people will go when we're getting near, I mean, that's still over a month away. But the argument is don't open business because people won't go anyway. Well, let's see if they do. It's going to be interesting Friday in Georgia to see if people do the various things that have been talked about that the media is mocking. A lot of them have employment privilege. They're employed. They're even more important now because the whole nation is watching on all this stuff. And they don't understand or choose not to understand what it's like for people who are not. It is stunning. Now, UPMC, they're apparently the biggest medical operation across the state. They said yesterday they are resuming elective surgeries. Now, no one knows what that means with the governor and the scientist, Rachel Levine. Will they move in and shut them down? They're a big, big player. They said it's time. Tower Health, I think, is furloughing 1,000 people. The reason is that other than the COVID-19, hospitals aren't able to do anything. So as a result, they're getting murdered on this. Our buddy Martina White just released a column this morning, state representative, Northeast Philadelphia, head of the Republican Party in Philadelphia, talking about the media, again, not talking enough about hospital closures and people being laid off. Everybody thinks, wow, they're so busy, right? You're in the medical field. Well, no, not under this. You are busy if it's coronavirus and, oh, by the way, abortions. Those things are churning right along, but not if you're the other. So now UPMC, elective surgeries, back on. What will the governor and the scientists do? Are they even going to be asked about it today? With those silly questions they're asked about and covered as if we're on the edge of our seat to see what they'll say. Has Governor Wolf been challenged or Rachel Levine? Zero times. I have not heard them challenged back and forth by anybody. Now, you would think something this important, decisions like this, Trump has been challenged 500 times. Fauci, Birx, they're challenged all over the place constantly. Why is it these governors like Murphy and Wolf are not challenged? Well, because they just will not answer and the media then doesn't say, hey, if these people will not answer the questions as your representative here, you know, people that get to ask the questions, then we have to deem this to be they lose the argument. Nope. Let's just continue to show the news conferences and hear all the stuff that Murphy wants to prattle on about that has nothing to do with the policy debate. Alrighty, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Simply reach out and push #1210. By the way, Dan, you flagged this morning so I didn't forget. And I think we should have, this could be, well, I'm not sure if it's a game changer given Wolf and the scientist here, but what was it, LabCorp? I have it here somewhere, right? An at-home coronavirus test. It's done, and it'll be released to the public in a couple of weeks. That's what we got this morning. Now, could that be a game changer, the at-home test? I think a lot of people would do it. But then what does it mean with widespread testing? Are they going to say that's not scientific then? Wouldn't that get widespread testing out there? Now, the only thing I don't like about this is, well, you start to see mandates that you have to be tested every day or something since you could do it at home. I don't know about that. But this could be a way to really ratchet up testing. How will it be perceived by Wolf and Murphy? We'll see. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Ed. Ed's next here, and he's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ed, good morning.
Dom, I hope everybody there at 1210 and you are all staying nice and healthy.
Absolutely. Thank you. Same to you.
Absolutely. Feel great. Man, I'll tell you, I want to talk about Wrong Way so bad because I can't stand him. And all these people that love him now, I can't wait to hear what they got to say when he raises taxes by billions of dollars. As a matter of fact, they're so brilliant here that maybe he'll even say, you know, we need to raise taxes by billions of dollars. We're only going to take it from the rich.
Right. Oh, I'm sure that's coming because the budget hole and all the rest of it. Now, Ed, big guest tomorrow. It's rare. But the head of the New Jersey Senate, the second most powerful man in New Jersey, arguably, Steve Sweeney, will be on tomorrow morning. What time again, Dan? 10 o'clock?
Looks like that, yes.
10 o'clock. Okay.
In my opinion, Sweeney is worse than Murphy because he's been there forever and keeps getting reelected to pull all the same shenanigans and nonsense we've been feeling for years.
We're centering in on their proposal to make public workers whole. And whether then, you know, who's going to pay for all that and how? What about the private workers? But that's where we're going to be centered tomorrow. What's your number, Ed? What's your favorite number?
99. 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Very good one. All right. Everybody has one, Dan. That's not a bad one. 99 bottles of beer on a wall. Yes. They didn't start at 100. So Steve Sweeney tomorrow, there'll be a lot to talk about. But I'm very glad he's come on over the years. And, you know, his proposal, because of all the generous benefits coming from the federal government, could then lead to people making a good bit more money that are public workers while the private world is being shut down. By the way, on that, let's play Steve Mnuchin now, Dan. Mnuchin yesterday, and then I want to make a comment on this, talking about this paycheck protection deal. They seem to be closer to the full deal now. I know in the Senate they are, and in the House they have to put it all together, though. And I have something coming up on this that's not so good, but here's what Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin said.
Do you have an estimate how many jobs have been saved with all the money that's gone out in PPP so far?
Well, I can tell you the PPP so far is over 30 million jobs. And again, that doesn't account for other money that we've sent out. And again, we're very pleased. The direct deposits have gone out. We've started sending out the checks. We're also going to be supplementing our capability and sending prepaid debit cards so we can get money out quickly to people. So everything that the president has had us working on is providing significant stability in the economy while we're dealing with this difficult time when, for medical reasons, we've closed down major parts of the economy.
Now, I know there are people, even in talk radio, that try to make the argument, this is like Venezuela and all, you know, we can't keep on sending out this stuff to small business or whatever. And I would just ask you, call me. I want to hear your argument face to face. Because if they don't do this, now, there's a lot of abuses in this, and I'm going to lay them out, particularly the president now is going to have to go after Harvard. I know the president's tied up with monumental things. Penn, Harvard, they got to go down here, the Ivy League. I want to talk about that coming up, what Harvard said they're going to do with the money since the president called them out on this. They're keeping it, essentially. $40 billion endowment, $140 billion in endowment for the Ivy League schools. $140 billion. They got to be challenged. But what do we do here when you have a lot of this swirling with these governors who will not reopen?
Text Joe 23233. Excuse me, I got to get this right. Joe to
Dumb to your Dano show. I didn't hear any number there. I thought we were doing number references.
Text
okay.
Joe 23233.
Joe 23330. Oh God, he's still in the basement doing that, and they wanted him to be president. Oh my God, great numbers there.
23233.
Good call, Dan. People are sending me suggestions to play as bumper music. It's that kind of day. We got something big here. I'm coming to your calls, too, about Wrong Way Murphy and this big poll. But Mastriano, Senator Mastriano's off. What a find this guy was, right? The guy from Adams County and the like who did the original bill to push back against Democrats in Pennsylvania to let you go back to work. His staff just sent me this. We have the coroner that started this from Lycoming County. He's the head of coroners across Pennsylvania. He's outraged that Rachel Levin and her gang in Harrisburg are saying he's got coronavirus deaths there, that she's inflating the numbers. So Doug Mastriano's person, Dan, sent me within 12 hours, four different county coroners dispute the COVID-19 deaths declared by Governor Wolf's administration, questioned the numbers asserted by Secretary Levin. Here's why that's important. They want the numbers to be in every county in Pennsylvania, because then they want to be able to say, no, you can't go back ahead of Philadelphia and all the like. That's one play. Two, to me, I'm not saying, oh, this is all made up. You know who you're listening to. I'm not going to do that. But I am saying this scientist is not God. And there's a lot of things here to look at to let her make the determination to whisper it to Wolf, who then says, May 8th, you can't do anything until then. Then I'll let some stuff around the edges go. Nope, the numbers don't meet our satisfaction yet. So each number, and I hate to be that way because these are human beings. By the way, a little comment. The hospital in Philadelphia, did you see this? It's out there nationally, Dan. New York Post and everybody else has it. Transporting what appear to be two dead bodies in the back of an open pickup truck with one guy appearing to be standing amongst the bodies or on them. What is that hospital thinking about? Who gave those orders? Well, nobody knows, you know, everything here, and they're transporting them to the medical examiner. People see this. Yeah, hospital delivers bodies to Philadelphia Medical Examiner in the open back of a pickup truck. From Philly.com, the horror of the pandemic took an especially macabre turn when Ford pickup truck pulled up behind the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's office with five or six bag bodies stacked in its open cargo bed. The driver got out, spoke briefly to a medical examiner's employee who seemed unnerved by the delivery, and then climbed onto the cargo bed, walking on bodies that initially had been covered by mats, according to the Inquirer photographer. He pulled the bodies by their feet to the edge of the truck bed. The remains were offloaded one at a time onto gurneys and wheeled up a ramp into a refrigerated trailer. The unidentified driver wore torn jeans, a blue jacket, and a dark blue cap. The medical examiner confirmed that a transfer of human remains had arrived in an unapproved manner. He declined to identify the hospital, but scrawled in black marker on two of the white body bags were the words Albert Einstein Medical and Einstein Med Center. In response to questions, a spokesperson for the Einstein Healthcare Network issued a statement saying it was demanding an immediate update on pandemic protocols from its transportation contractor. Wow, how about firing them? How about doing that at least? You know, you just can't, even in the middle of craziness going on in Philadelphia. Yeah, I am looking at this guy. He's actually atop, walking atop the bodies. It's out there making national news again. How does stuff like this go on? Who's running? Who's doing what? Well, it's the contractor. We contract with them and then it's in their hands. We want to see the protocols. No, what you should be doing is saying they're all fired. This may be criminal even. We want an investigation and we got somebody new. Isn't that what you do in this situation? Well, you know, no, that's what you do. God only knows the people, relatives, the loved ones. I mean, what kind of city is this? This is third world stuff. It truly is what went on here.
Five hundred twenty-five thousand six hundred minutes. How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, and laughter and strife. In 525,600 minutes. How
I love that song.
Measure a year in the life.
I particularly liked it, Dan, when they did it in The Office when Michael's character had pivoted and was a
such a beautiful moment, right?
It was, and it they did the pivot very well in that he still was sort of unaware in some ways, but he was becoming more aware. He was a changed guy. They did it beautifully, and that moment was just
seeing the staff kind of come together to send him off with a song that they all sang together. And yes, what they did, for those that don't watch The Office, Michael Scott was a boss who ended up leaving The Office. He was the main character of the entire show. And when he leave, the entire staff of The Office put together, they calculated how many minutes he had spent at Dunder Mifflin and did a parody song of this song, but with the amount of minutes that he spent at Dunder Mifflin, kind of just sending him off. Just a beautiful moment.
Yeah, and I love how they handled the character, the pivot of awareness and all that, but not quite. They calculated it beautifully. Then they were flummoxed trying to find somebody to replace him. The people they went through, just Will Ferrell was horrible in that role. It was just not good. Robert Spader, the California guy, I never liked that.
Well,
of all time, because he had 18 major wins, something like that. But we got some compelling ones. Any others on Twitter that you're willing to give up?
I don't know if I'm willing to give them up because they're so good on Twitter today.
Yeah.
I'll give some. 777 was Sid's. It's the jackpot number.
Ah, that's a great one.
Said a couple times. I don't want to take it off the board. Make sure. Yes, 666 was said a lot.
That is an all-time.
The sign of the beast.
By the way, great scene. If you haven't seen The Omen, I don't like Omen 2. I don't think it's as good. Do you like The Omen?
Yeah, I do.
The scene where Gregory Peck in the kitchen is fighting off the woman sent there for Damien from hell, that fight?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Woo! It's stunning. I could go and watch that right now. You get chills thinking what Gregory Peck is up to there. Okay, so that's the side question of the day. Coming up at about 18 minutes from now, the coroner of Lycoming County, and this is important on several levels, says his county's being inflated. Talks to coroners across the state. It's being inflated. The only coverage is this big blowtorch called Talk Radio 1210, which you'll get. And like the Williamsport newspaper, Dan, that's it. I mean, who is working in the rest of the media? Isn't this a question that should be asked? And it shouldn't be asked. Like, we could probably get Farley on to see what he would say to local in Philadelphia. But Rachel Levine, the one that you can't ask the question to. It's stunning how the media has rolled over on this. They go along with this because it fits their narrative. And the narrative is, don't open up science. And oh, by the way, part two, heroes. That's all that I get from this. Now, I heard Ann, we're not going to test every American in time with this. I don't know where she's getting that from. This home testing thing that Dan sent me this morning gives me some hope. But then again, I can see how that would be twisted into something mandatory here in some way, shape, or form. Let's face it, Murphy is riding high in this. He's a big wheel in New Jersey now. He's not going to let this go anytime soon. Wolf thinks he is a scientist. He's going to continue this type of thing, and he's going to try to make the Republicans sign off on a new world order in Pennsylvania. In other words, you want to reopen these things, then you have to give me some of these things over here, some of these goodies. Remember what he did to the Republicans. He said, you want to get online car dealerships open, stuff like that? Remember? Then don't forget these things. Here's what you have to do. You have to sign off with me, put your imprimatur, you're okay with releasing 1,800 prisoners. Republicans wouldn't do it, so he held out on it. Imagine. That sounds like quid pro quo, doesn't it? I'm going to release dangerous people. You'll sign off on it, or you can't buy a car in Pennsylvania. Wow. That's a heck of a deal, isn't it?
Mr. Blutarsky. 0.0.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
I'm waiting for the number, Dan. I know I'm hot. I couldn't hear that. Sorry. I'm in the Dom Dome. Parts of the show I can't hear myself. 855-839-1210. There's a number to remember. All right, side thing of the day. Significant famous number, favorite number. We've had some great ones. Still, some of the very best, though, have only come up on Twitter. We have the Dom 2020 calendar to give away to you. I mentioned this hospital transfer of bodies that's making national news here in Philadelphia. And this guy is standing on top of bodies here. And a listener wrote me, sad to say bodies are not always handled in what the family would consider a dignified way, especially when removed from nursing homes and hospitals. Home removal with family present a bit better. A family friend worked for Philadelphia's largest funeral directors. He had a pickup truck with a cover, was on call to remove bodies. Personally, I witnessed my uncle being removed from a nursing home in Jersey in a family minivan. The man did not know we were there. Dan, listen to this. He was throwing his fishing equipment around so he could have room. Certainly not four men in suits in a black station wagon as in the old days. Wow. You know, if this is true and it exposes it, you would think, with all the regulating these legislators do, you would think there must be some regulation against putting five or six bodies in the back of a pickup truck and standing on top of them, transported from the hospital to the medical examiner's office. You would think, well, thank God a photographer was there and caught all that. Wow. 855-839-1210, you get a line. All right, let's go to Brian. Brian's been waiting, appreciate it. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Brian. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Good.
Well, I'm calling from the communist block of New Jersey.
Yes.
And that is what we are. We are being led by a Democrat tyrant who is in total intoxication of power.
That's exactly right.
And that's all it is. And that's all it is. They have just taken the page out of Rahm Emanuel's playbook, never let a crisis go to waste. And that's what he's doing. And I'm reading on his Twitter account, just as I was coming on your show, and I don't know where they're getting the numbers of saying 70% or 75% of New Jerseyans approve of his dealing with this, because
there's a Monmouth poll out today.
Yeah,
and they are relatively accurate. And let's say they're off by a point here or there, Brian. It's 71%. Let's say it's only 65. You got to realize what the media is doing, crushing people and all that.
Absolutely.
And here's a guy taking action that we resent, and you think, what kind of reasonable person would think any of this stuff isn't just drunk on power? But I think the poll is relatively accurate.
I'm going to say this. Then those are the people that would get on the train in 1939.
Well, I don't want to go, you know, thanks, Brian.
I'm sorry, but I got to say the way it is.
Okay, well, you know what? We don't do the Nazi talk here, please. I got to tell you, Brian, with all due respect, it's overboard. It goes overboard. It messes up your point. You have a right to say it, but that's how I feel. Brian?
I dropped him off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? And some people don't like that, Dan. Too bad. The Nazi stuff is reserved for something incredibly significant. We can do better than making Nazi references, okay? It is appalling, this poll, that these people don't have a sense, appreciation of their constitutional rights, liberty, and the rest. And even if Monmouth is off a few points, margin of error here, there, whatever, they're taking a complete incompetent who even Jersey had at around 40%, and that's for a progressive with progressives in New Jersey, and now has up to, is it 70 or close to it? And he is drunk with power. He's swaggering around during these news conferences with all these shout-outs, tremendous amount of attention. What happens if he reopens things? Not as much attention. Same thing with Wolf. Not as much attention. That's what happens. By the way, buddy Stephen Berard, Dan, sent me something where some of these poser Democrats, this sappy woman in... she's in Chester County, right? Remember we had people calling her and she said, oh yeah, I'm going to do the right thing when the vote comes up to reopen Pennsylvania. She has a bill. She's a signatory to this. They're putting some kind of mom and pop thing out there that is ridiculous. They didn't vote for what would open up Pennsylvania under CDC guidelines. Don't vote for any one of these Democrats. And they can come on, I'm going to say it to their face. I see nothing. You know, I don't know what it would take for the Republican to be that bad or the Independent or whatever. Every single one of them is in lockstep preventing Pennsylvania from reopening. And in New Jersey, this polling indicates the legislature even has gotten approval now. Wow. Just think about that. Our buddy Matt Rooney, who's a deep, deep conservative, he's not saying this poll is off today at SaveJersey.com. He's saying how appalling it is, the work that we have to do here. Now, will this hold with some more weeks of this as people start to feel the pinch? Well, we'll see. I mean, how much can you take economically? Don't they get that? Let's play again, Dan, for everybody, too. Well, no, it's a good time to play. Now, this woman is not a national name like the Squad. She is just as radical. She's been locked up a number of times. You've seen her, maybe. A Democrat, Pramila Jayapal. Yesterday, she admitted on this video conference call that Democrats were blocking. Now, it's what we know they're doing it, but she admitting it.
We don't know what's in the package yet. We only know what's been reported. But I think what you're hearing from all of us on the call is that we have real concerns about giving away leverage now without getting some of the priorities that we need.
All right. So there you go on the call, admitting that what they're doing is they are doing this to, they were trying to gain political leverage. Now we know it. Look, you can say, well, we know that. Yeah. But when they actually come out and admit it, you got them forever on it, that's what you want to do. There's no denying that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi and the others are up to. Now, I do want to talk today about Harvard, and the president's got a gazillion things on his mind, but I think he is going to really go after Harvard. I'll tell you what they've done, if even after being publicly shamed. Let's go to Betsy. Betsy, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Betsy.
Hi, Dom. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to comment on the poll numbers. I've never been polled. I've been living in New Jersey my entire life.
I'm right, but Betsy, let me stop you there, Betty. Betsy, not everybody gets polled. They do take a small number. But I'm not in the camp that thinks that you can just dismiss polls because you or I haven't been polled.
No, I agree with you there. But okay. I was at the Trump rally, and I was there with my husband, my sister, and her husband, and we were there for 12 hours, and I never could believe the crowd I saw there, and I saw neighbors there.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, there's way more of us than they want us to know. And while I'm sure that we have plenty of bleeding liberals in New Jersey, my family is not part of that camp. My sons are not. They're in their 20s. They're forever Trumpers. They ride with flags in the back of their truck. And I'm just saying that I don't believe they really did a fair poll. I think they polled mostly Democrats, whether they want to admit it or not.
Well, I could look at the Monmouth numbers here. I think this is relatively accurate. You got to face the fact that in a place like New Jersey, there is just an incredible amount, even among Republicans. He has gone up substantially. I mean, what's wrong with them? The media is just all out making people think it's the end of the world in Jersey. So as a result, someone who comes along and says, I am going to put the stop to that, they're going to be golden in this. What's your number, Betsy?
My number is 16. It's April 16th, my birthday. Sorry, it's not very exciting.
Oh, well, 16 is a major date in people's lives. It's a debutante, I guess, or whatever, Dan. All right, we're still bashing on the poll. I think Monmouth is relatively accurate. I'm not saying polls and they don't have agendas and all that. 704 people. We'll see if we have. They give us a breakdown here in the minutia of this. Only 27% of residents say New Jersey has been offering enough coronavirus tests. 67% say it hasn't. Okay, so you got to face facts that, given the media blackout here and Murphy not being challenged, there is support for this type of thing.
Sitting cross-legged on the floor. 24.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Thanks so much for joining us here. All right, so we have this story this morning that we've seen that is amazing, and now it appears to be four coroners in Pennsylvania say they believe, it started with the Lycoming County coroner, Kissling his name is, and there's been an interruption. We had him scheduled at this time, but we hope to get him on before the end of the show today. You can imagine with stuff like this, there's a lot of balls in the air. He accuses in the local papers, the Williamsport paper, that's where he is, the Department of Health, that's Rachel Levine, of Monday morning quarterbacking over coronavirus deaths. We're told then after that, and Dan, you may want to do a little search, see who else, maybe one of them is available. After that, four other coroners have come forward to say this. And what they're saying is, it appears they're inflating the deaths, and particularly what I looked at were in these smaller counties. Now, you know why they want them to be in the smaller counties, where the bias is here, and that is they want to say this is across the state. It's not just in Philadelphia. So, no, you can't be reopening in Williamsport or Timbuktu because you have it too, and this will just blow up. So Rachel Levine will tell us when this opens. So what I try to do, here's a broader thing, what we try to do on the show. I got an email from a guy who didn't like it that I started jousting. I guess it was Dan with the last caller when he started talking Nazi imagery. Okay, I just think that's the lowest form. To me, it's so significant what happened there. Don't cheapen your argument by going with this. So this guy goes after me in the email and says, well, that's how people got on the trains. That's where we're headed. No, that argument is, where do we hear that argument? You know what an outlier you are? You know where we hear it. We hear people on the other side, and who do they say that about? They say it about President Trump. That's how we hear that argument, okay? So you don't like it when that happens, and rightfully so, because it's fallacious. It's way over, even if you don't agree with President Trump, there's no dictatorial. There's none of that stuff. It's not Mussolini. It's none of that. And we reject that. Well, I consistently reject it when you try to go down the other side. Murphy is a goofball, an incompetent, a stone-cold progressive. But that doesn't mean you throw around Hitler language. Because when you do that, you embarrass all of us and you lose the argument. Now, if you differ, you can call in now and hit us at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210, and you're on board. All right? If you think I'm out of bounds with that, you can tell me. We'll hear you. But again, I give an opportunity. I know people are wound up. I get that, why people are wound up. But that doesn't mean we can just spew stuff out there. We are a tremendous broadcasting platform. We're the big guy in Pennsylvania. Think about that and use it. We're not some neighborhood tap room or something, okay? And yes, the media doesn't like talk radio, so they're going to look for anything in the world they can to come after me. I'm not about just bloviating, although I am a bloviator at times, Dan. We know that. We all are. It's about winning. How do we beat these people? That's what it's about. I don't think you beat them by doing Nazi imagery. All right, let me go to Jim here. Jim's next, and Jim is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good morning. Joe, you have to bring up Jim. I can't hear temporarily. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Very well, Jim.
Can you hear me now?
Yep. All right, good, yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, good. We're down here. I'm in doing the conjunction with some other people for the Reopen Delaware and protecting our constitutional rights.
Yes.
We're going to be meeting here at 12 o'clock.
Where are you meeting? Where are you meeting, Jim?
Legislative Hall in Dover.
Okay. It's a rally, yeah, you mean. It's a rally.
Yeah, it's a rally, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, a rally, a showing of support to reopen the state.
Okay.
I don't really like the way that Carney is handling things. I believe, you know, we're not New York. We don't need to be treated like New York. We're not Pennsylvania. We're definitely not New Jersey. And I think that we need to be operating a little bit differently. I think that people can be smart. I believe they can use common sense, and we can open up and get people back to work. You know, I looked at numbers last night. One of the things that no one's touching on is, you know, we have 97 corona deaths as of last night. We have 111 overdoses, and we have 113 suicides.
Right.
No one's touching on the mental health impact.
Carney has gone very far, particularly taking drivers who are just coming over there to patronize business, alcohol and the like, and making the state police turn us back. So I would ask you this question, though. You're going to try to practice social distancing today.
Yes, I'm doing everything, and I'm asking others to do everything within the guidelines that are laid out by the state.
Good.
I don't want anyone to get arrested. I don't want anyone to be, you know, put into an awkward position. I don't, you know, we want to practice safe distancing. I want people to be responsible. I'm going to make sure that everything's cleaned up when we're gone, that there's no messes. We're just to be 100% responsible you know,
hey,
Americans.
Hey, Jim,
here.
For saying that and doing that, could we send you the DomTime 2020 calendar? I'd love to send you one.
I would appreciate that, sir.
No, you have it exactly right, Jim, because it's about winning. You're setting an example because we know the media is biased. We know they're against this. We know that they have a fixation with staying in this. So protesting for your constitutional rights, but as you said, trying to social distance, etc., and then cleaning up afterward, that's exactly the way to do this, to snatch all the oxygen away from them, so that they have to confront us on the issue. Because if they ever have to confront us on the issue, they can't win.
Exactly, sir.
So we'll put you on hold, Jim. Joe, if you do that. Thank you, Jim.
Good
luck with the rally. Give us a call tomorrow. Would
I
you?
Appreciate it.
Call us tomorrow, and we'd like to get an update, Jim, on how it goes in Delaware.
Will do. Thank you very much, sir. You have a good day.
Thank you, Jim. All right, Jim. Happy to do that. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Dan, any more numbers on Twitter?
24/7 is a great one.
Boy, that would be kind of a Mount Rushmore, I think.
WNY Yankee writes in 84, the name of the lumber company.
Uh-huh.
And I'll give you one more from Dave DK Smith on Twitter says Dragnet Badge 714.
Oh, good. Nobody's come called with Marilyn Monroe's vital statistics, I guess, huh? That used to be a thing. The vital statistics.
Actually, yeah, it was on there.
Was it Marilyn Monroe?
I don't know if it was Marilyn Monroe's, but it was definitely some kind of measurements, yes.
If it's Kim Kardashian, I would know the
difference. See if I can pull it back. We got so many today. I'm trying to find it in our...
This is a great topic. I love in this one. This is really good. So, to my point about the Nazi stuff, Dan, before you give me one more, is you know what overkill it is with President Trump. Now they want him to be dictatorial. Because Trump is throwing it back to the governors, federalism. Now, that's the criticism. Prior to that, he's Mussolini and Hitler all rolled into one. Got to be cautious with that type of talk because it destroys where we want to go, where I think conservatives want to go. You can let me know on Twitter at DomShow1210 if you differ. Or send me an email like one guy just did.
Is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number.
Ah, that's a good one.
In the present and the future.
Without a doubt. All right, numbers today as a side question of the day. Just hit us with that significant, famous number, the number that you choose. And we have a Dom Show 1210 calendar ready to send to you, 855-839-1210. You get a line. President Trump, with this immigration policy, I agree with Tucker Carlson last night. It does some things. I wish he would have gone further with it. But clearly, here's what he said that I'm in complete agreement right now, and the media doesn't get. They just don't get it or don't want to get it. We played you Don Lemon yesterday talking about the immigrants he sees in New York versus these entitled people at rallies. Yeah, they're entitled, who just want to get a haircut, apparently. Here's what the president said. Right now, we have to have jobs for Americans.
Obviously, on the immigration executive order, you've raised concern for a long time, even in good economic times, about immigrants taking Americans' jobs. So under what conditions would you consider lifting this halt on immigration? Or is this sort of an opportunity to address what you've seen as a problem for a long time?
Well, I think, look, right now, obviously, there's never been. We had the greatest economy in the world. And then one day we had to shut it down. They said you have to shut it down. We did the right thing because I think we would have had a million or maybe even 2 million or maybe more than that deaths. So we did the right thing. But certainly this would pertain. I mean, when you look at it right now, the last thing we want to do is take American workers' jobs. It's one thing when we were essentially, they used to call it full employment. And it's another thing right now. Right now, we have people that have lost their jobs, and we hope they're going to come back and come back fast, and then we can have an even deeper discussion. But right now, we have to have jobs for Americans.
Why is that so hard to understand? Why is that so unknowable? What in the, they're just waiting to say, aha, these are jobs Americans wouldn't do. You know, I've had that said to me face to face. Boy, you talk about a heated debate, Dan. I wish you were doing the show. It was at the White House. Karl Rove, we were in tents outside. It was the Bush era. And we really got into it there when he said that. That was it.
You
he
and actually, Karl?
Yes. I'm not a fan of that guy at all. you know, I pulled the immigrant experience, Dominic Joseph Giordano, and he said he was a Ouija, like a Norwegian, Karl Rove. I was like laughing. You gotta come stronger with that. You want to do the immigrant experience. And these are jobs Americans won't do. So I had people emailing, as the president said, that they know some people that are delivering pizza now that had other jobs. If employers pay, they will do these jobs. They got to pay what the market bears, not bringing people in. So our buddies at the Wall Street Journal, and I like a lot of stuff about the Wall Street Journal, but they are pro-illegal, dousing us in immigration. They want cheap labor. It undercuts Americans, particularly now. 80% of Americans now, in the polling that's out right now, indicate how much they're on board. They want to pause on all immigration. So do I. Absolutely. That's what it's come to. And I'm not talking a short pause. This could be years. That's where we are. That's what needs to be done. They've taken it so far the other way. All right, let's go to Ken in media. Hey, Ken, thank you very much for the wait. Good morning. Hey, Ken. No Ken, guys?
Wait, hold on one second.
Pardon me?
Hi, Ken. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. I have three reasons for this Jersey poll. The first one, I think people have come to been sold a bill of goods that the government will provide.
Yes,
they have no idea what a depression will bring, and they think the government will save them. The second one you've talked about, and that is that the media, the Trump derangement syndrome of the media, have people that watch the mainstream media are sold a bill of goods that they want to see Trump fail, and that's the agenda they're selling. And the third reason is as long as the people's refrigerators are stocked and they have a month's supply of money, they don't worry about anything. They just worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, there's enough that's absolutely right. So when all this comes to a head, then are they going to blame Murphy? We'll see. Now, tomorrow, Steve Sweeney will be on. You know, by listening to the show, Ken, his plan is to make whole the public workers, and we'll hear him out on that proposal. And then we're going to ask, what about the private workers? How are they going to be made whole in this? And they can't be. But, you know, I'm glad that you agree. The poll is relatively accurate at this point. It shows us the work that we have to do. It is tremendous in New Jersey. Pennsylvania, it ought to be more of a shot. New Jersey is very, very difficult.
I agree.
What's your number, Ken?
80.
Why 80?
I'm 79.
Woo! Well, you're a well-preserved 79. I'm a judge.
I thought you would like that one.
Oh, I love it. I'm a judge of voices. I have a sickness. You know, if someone called me and we got into it 18 years ago, Dan, I hear their voice. I know who it is. I mean, it's that much. You don't sound that at all. So whatever you're doing, keep it up.
I just walked 4 miles.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's what it is. I put you at about 55.
More than I've walked since 2004.
Yeah, now Dan, when he gets to that point, might have walked 4 miles in his life.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
When we were hiking, I'm still 16.
Yeah, when we were hiking back from the Trump route, well, I hear a little smoker's call. Was there smoking involved there?
Me? Years ago.
There you go. I can still hear it, though. But, Ken, that's a very good one. That's outside the box. I love it. Thank you, Ken. Have a good day. Dan, that is a really clever answer, I got to say. There's some great ones on the board. Dan, hit me up with that secret code, would you, here, so I can be visible again. Let me try Pam in Southampton with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Pam.
Thank you so much for offering this platform that we could vent a little.
Yes.
But I agree a lot with what the last caller said, but what I want to bring to the forefront is on that poll, Trump several times in his briefing has praised Murphy. And I think that is making people in New Jersey think he is doing a wonderful job.
Maybe around the edges there's some of that, you know, that there's a little bit of that going on. But you got to face facts that you have any number of people in Jersey that like government and think it's the solution to this and they want to feel smarter, or you have people that are ignorant that are in the poll.
Right.
Maybe some of the Republicans, maybe Trump helped with this. Yeah, Trump really hasn't gone after Murphy, and he certainly hasn't gone after Wolf, because Wolf is completely off his radar screen,
yes.
Pam. But I do think exactly. I do think this is helping Murphy. It's putting him out there as a big deal.
Yep.
And you would think we're trying to determine how much of the poll was taken after the Bill of Rights thing he said last week with Tucker Carlson. And maybe it was taken a little bit before that. Right there, that had been so damaging that you would think you can't survive this, though.
You would think, but Trump, in fact, the other day, after that comment, praised Murphy still. And I just don't understand where Trump is getting that information. It's very disconcerting.
What's your number, Pam?
88.
88. Why 88?
88 is what I'm hoping will be my son's wedding this year.
Ah, that is tremendous. That is a really good sentimental number.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.